I bet John Stewart could do a great impression of Donald Trump. The Donald has many of the same mannerisms that John Stewart uses when he does his standard New York working class male impression. Somehow, the Donald managed to grow up speaking the dialect of the common man in a household of great wealth. It seems to be working to his advantage in talking to the people of the USA. A social inversion is taking place in the USA. The upper classes are losing the respect of the common people. The language of the upper classes is losing traction with the common people. Other dialects spawned in countercultures, prisons, factories, and many other places are gaining traction. Another consequence of that social inversion is that truth and honesty are coming back in style. When anything becomes scarce, it increases in value. And honesty is certainly scarce in the USA today. For decades, the principal political sin has been speaking the truth. Many a politician has lost big points by speaking the truth, including the latest candidate for Speaker of the House of Representatives. He was a little too candid and admitted that the Benghazi hearings were principally designed to discredit Hillary Clinton. The Donald manages to tell the truth in such a way as to enhance his popularity. He actually said that the U.S. government is corrupt. Politicians don't usually say that because it calls the effectiveness of government into question. And as a group, politicians very much need to maintain the illusion that government is a net benefit to the people. Because the Donald is not a government official, he can get points by speaking that particular truth. In the unfortunate event that the Donald wins the presidency, he will find that many of his incentives are exactly the opposite of what they were on the campaign trail. It would be unfortunate for the Donald to become president, but it would be unfortunate for anyone to become president, because we would be much better off if we had neither a government nor a president. The people who are now in the government and the presidency would benefit economically and spiritually from taking up an honest profession. In an honest society, speaking the truth would be the norm, and it would be telling lies that causes political problems. The biggest stir that Donald has caused so far was when he reminded us that if we are going to hold Hillary Clinton to account because Benghazi happened on her watch, then we also need to hold George W. Bush to account because 9/11 happened on his watch. The Donald's 9/11 remark sent all sorts of dog whistles to people who feel passionately about 9/11. Some people believe the official story. Some people don't believe the official story. Some of those who don't believe the official story think that a 9/11 false flag operation was justified. Discussion of 9/11 in the mainstream media has been notably lacking. And what discussion has occurred has lacked depth and objectivity. Remember Rudy Giuliani? There was a time when Rudy could say a noun, a verb, and 9/11, and his poll numbers would go up. Now the Donald can say a noun, a verb, and 9/11, and Jeb Bush's poll numbers go down. Do the Republicans need to put on some kind of show trial to declare themselves innocent of 9/11 before they can regain their status as a national party? The Donald is way too much of an authoritarian for me. I can't see myself voting for him, but I do have to admit that he has provided some great entertainment and poked some substantial holes in some of the authoritarian fantasies that form the basis of the current political consensus. If all the other candidates turn out to be worse than the Donald, I will not be voting for president. I'd rather not vote than to have to vote for someone I don't think is up to the job. But I will still be voting against propositions that raise taxes or create new laws. We are in desperate need of truth. Truth is the handmaiden of freedom. Freedom works. Slavery sucks.